Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. So if you have a gardening question, whether it's outdoors or inside, give us a call, and we'll try and help you to solve a problem, make growing conditions better for your plants, so that you can better enjoy them. It's a fun time of the year right now, you know, between the foliage and the fall flowering mums and cabbage and kale and your fall blooming asters. And cabbage and kale are unique plants. They are annual, but they are really, really hardy. And the more cold weather you get, the more coloration. And cabbage and kale are very similar. It looks like a half a head of cabbage or kale. So it's got an open center, beautiful foliage. The cabbage is a plant that the foliage is more rounded and smooth. And the kale is very similar in texture and in looks, except it's curly and it's ruffled almost. And if you live in an area where you get some early snow and then the snow melts, the cabbage will still be alive. You can, when you get sick of looking at it, if you want to clean out the bed, you can cut it, bring it in the house, and you can cook with it. It's very, very good cabbage and kale soup, and a lot of different recipes that you can make with this plant. But again, it's a plant that if you put it in containers where you have geraniums or annuals of some sort, it will last well beyond Christmas and even New Year's. And if you're in a milder climate, you know, let's say in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, where the weather doesn't get as cold as it does in New England and upper state New York, then it will last even longer. So it's a great plant, and it's even planted down south. My son was telling me that he has some planted in his garden just to give it a little bit of color, and it will last all winter long. As long as it stays cool, it will color up. You'll have white, you'll have purple, and you'll have pink foliage, and it will give you color all winter long. So if you're looking for something like that, visit your local nursery or garden center and plant them. You'll love it. And get the Thanksgiving, cut one down to the ground, put it in a vase or a container, and you've got a beautiful arrangement of a flowering kale, a cabbage, with multicolored foliage on the plant at the same time. So it's a very unique thing. Also, this time of the year, you know, if you want spring flowers, now is the time to act. So tulips and daffodils and hyacinths, crocuses, all of your spring flowering bulbs have to go in at this time of the year. You've got until Thanksgiving or longer, depending on what happens with the weather and the ground freezing. For example, yesterday at my house in Maine, it was 25 degrees at 6 o'clock in the morning. Today, it's 43 degrees, so it's 15 degrees warmer today than it was yesterday. But the weather is changing. Things are getting cool. You're going to notice that the lawn doesn't have to be mowed like it has been in the past. And, you know, for most of you, it could be one, maybe two mowings. And that's part of the garden that you're going to be saying goodnight to. So, you know, get a cut, keep it cut short, and that will eliminate a lot of fungus problems. It will help to prevent the leaves from sticking in it. If it's cut short, the wind can blow it away, and your neighbors will have to rake the leaves. You won't have to. That'll be kind of fun. But the one thing that you should start to check is if you are in a climate where you get snow, get your snow equipment ready. Now, I want you to think back last year. Last year on Halloween Day, which is coming up this Thursday, the East Coast from Virginia to Maine and into New York and Pennsylvania had anywheres from 18 to 30 inches of snow. Trees had leaves, power outages. It was a real, real mess. So, you know, hopefully it won't happen this year. But if you've got a snowblower, start it. Put some fresh gas, condition that gas that you're putting in, check your oil, run it for a few minutes, and just in case, you're ready. When you go out, pick up some salt to put on walkways, sand, and a lot of the towns, at least in where I live in Kennebunk, they put out barrels, big orange barrels, scattered throughout the town that they fill with a combination of sand and salt for the taking. And I'll usually get a couple 5-gallon buckets, fill it, bring it home, and when I need it, it's there. So, you know, get your rock salt ready. If you're going to use rock salt or substitute type products, get your sand ready and just be prepared. Now, if you haven't taken in your garden hose, today would be a good day for it unless you've planted. But if you're not going to be planting, everything is well established, then it's time to drain the hose. And what I do is I'll take one end of the hose, throw it over a fence, and then pull it over the fence, coil it as I pull it towards me, and because I'm going high and back down again, the water that's in the hose is going to drain out. Once I've drained the hose, coiled it, I'll tie it, I'll put it in my garage. And that way, if in the middle of winter, when we've had a lot of sand and salt thrown at the car from the roads, I can wash the car and the hose won't be a frozen popsicle. If you coil it and it's full of water, you're not going to get anything through that hose because it's solid. So get it drained. Your lawnmower, when you're done with it, clean the underside, check the blade, and, you know, put it away. But if the blade's in tough shape, maybe you want to buy a new blade so that next year you'll be ready. Check the oil. If it hasn't been changed in a year or two, then change the oil with some fresh oil. And if you're going to fill the tank with gas, use gas preservatives that will absorb moisture. And now what happens with all of your power equipment, if the gas gets cold, there's no problem. But when the gas gets hot and then cold, water will condensate, just like making a glass of ice water. You mix up some ice in the glass, you fill it full of water, you put it on the table, and only within a few minutes, the outside edges of your glass are sweating from the moisture in the air and the humidity. Well, with gasoline, that happens on the inside of your tank. So either run it bone dry, or if you're going to be using it, then put some winter preservative. And any auto parts store will have small containers of it, and that way you won't have to worry about a problem. And the problem is caused with the ethanol. It will corrode the fuel line. So there's a lot to do. Call us. It will help you to solve your problems.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Reader's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who do we have up first this morning on the Garden Club?
First up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about hydrangeas.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Hi. My question is, I have one of the newer type, I think it's a white diamond hydrangea.
Yes.
And it has some awesome flowers on it that are just this incredible color. And I want to know when would be, it's about, you know, it's right around freezing. I'm up on the lake here in Belgrade, so it's a little bit warmer than where you are. But I want to know when would be the best time to bring them in and hang them upside down. Do I wait a little longer, or is this, are they going to get hit by the frost and get ruined?
Have they started to change color yet, Sandy?
Oh, yeah, they've got beautiful colors.
Okay, then pick them now.
Okay.
Because if you don't and we get really cold, you'll go from that white to pink to brown.
Right.
And you'll lose that nice pink flower. White diamond is my favorite of the PG varieties. I have a walkway on the right side of my front door, and I planted a row of 13 of them 3 years ago. It's a long, curved walkway, and they're up to about 5 feet. So what I'm going to be doing in about 10 days is I'm going to cut all the flowers off, so that if we do get a heavy, wet, sticky snow, it won't collect on the blossom and then break the stem. And then next spring, in late March, early April, when things begin to warm up again, I don't want it to get any taller than that. I'll cut it back down to about 4 feet and square it off, and it makes such a beautiful hedge, and you're right, the colors are unique. And next year, I was talking to some friends, and there's now a pink diamond. So I want to get one of those and see what that looks like in my garden. But, you know, as a general rule, if you have hydrangea and you want to bring them in, you've got to bring them in before you have a hard frost, because the blossoms themselves will turn brown and you'll lose those nice shades of pink and salmon. So cut the stems 2 to 3 feet long, strip all the foliage off the plants, tie them in bunches of, you know, 5 to 10 stems, and hang them upside down. And that way, as they lose moisture, they'll wilt, but they'll wilt down, and you'll keep that nice cone. It takes about 3 weeks to get all the moisture off, and then you can bring them inside, you can put them in a vase, you can use them to make wreaths, and oh, as a wreath, they are beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I always wreaths. Wreaths are great. I have one other thing I want to tell everybody, and that is that last year, right when they were about to flower, the deer came and ate all the tops off. And I ended up getting a product that actually worked for my hostas, which I have a lot of, and all my hydrangeas. And it's called, can I mention the name of the product?
Sure.
It's called Deer No-No. D-E-E-R, and then N-O-N-O.
Okay.
And I got it out of the Garden Supply Catalog.
Okay.
Are you familiar with them?
Yes, I am. They're in New Hampshire or Vermont.
Yeah, Vermont, I think. And yep. This product is out of Connecticut, and it's got EPA numbers, and it's all, you know. Anyway, DearNoNo.com, I see. I left it here in my gardening book. And it's sodium salt of mixed fatty acids, 85%, and then some inert ingredients. And it's very expensive. You get 4 or 5 of them. They're like little pieces of soap. And they're in little bags that you hang. And I hung them off, well, it doesn't matter. Some, you know, the green metal supports that they sell in the catalog. The
right.
For holding up, you know, delphiniums and stuff. And so I put those near the level where I knew the deer would be smelling the hostas. And then I moved them up. And I put them out, and I had no problems this summer with any deer with hostas or hydrangeas. None.
Wonderful. Well, we will pass that information on. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonite help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonite Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To the Paul Parrot Garden Club on this gorgeous Sunday. I hope you're able to get outside and enjoy this fall season. Lots to do around the yard. And if you're not quite sure what has to be done, give us a call. It's toll free. And we'll work together to make it a lot of fun for you. That number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sue from New Hampshire with a question about a spruce tree.
Sue, how can we help you with your spruce tree today?
Hi, I have this spruce tree. It's about 25 feet tall, and we got it as a gift when my son was born. 22 mm-hmm. years ago, so
oh, wow.
It's pretty special to us. But we seem to be losing it
is
near
it,
the bottom,
it,
like the
is
one.
It getting, is it getting thinner?
It's getting, yes, and brown, like towards the bottom in the middle.
Okay. What I want you to do, Sue, is take a sheet of white paper and take it outside with you, and in the areas where the foliage is dropping its needles and near the new growth that was made, put the sheet of white paper underneath it, tap the branch so that you can shake some of possibly insects onto the white paper. There is an insect called a spider mite, or red spider mite. And if you took a ballpoint pen, tapped it on a piece of paper, that's how big it is. It's tiny.
Wow.
But on a sheet of white paper, you'll see it. So if you just tap the branches and try it on 3, 4, 5 branches and look at it, if you see these little specks and they're moving, that's mm-hmm. spider mite. And they love spruce. If that's the situation, then what you need is something called an all-season oil. And you can find that at any garden center, feed and grain store, even some of the hardware stores. And you spray the tree with it. Now, what's neat about this is it's a waxy type product. So it's not really a chemical. And you spray the whole tree top to bottom. And the wax will cover the insect, plugging all of its pores. The insect won't be able to breathe. It's going to die. The young, the same thing. And if they've laid eggs, the eggs will be covered with this waxy film, and it will smother the egg so that it doesn't hatch for next year. And I'll tell you, it works very, very well.
This tree is like 25 feet tall, though.
Well, you know, if you have a bottle that you attach to the end of your garden hose, you put the product in the bottle sprayer, screw it on to the end of your hose, and most of those products will get up in that 15 to 20 feet of height. So, I mean, at least you'd be eliminating 75% of the problem. And usually the problem starts at the bottom, working its way up. And now, the only thing that's going to happen is because this is an oil, if your tree is blue, if it's a Colorado blue spruce, the oil will change the color of the tree until next year, and it will be more on the green side, but at least you've killed all of the insects. So it's either lose the color for a year and kill the insects, or live with it. And if we have another hot summer, red spider or spider mite, which gets in blue spruce, it gets in Canadian hemlock, it gets in juniper, all types of needle evergreens that are very dense. And at 80 degrees, it can go from an adult to laying an egg to becoming a young to maturing in about a week.
Oh, wow.
In 85, it's 5 days. At 90, it's 3 days. You can have a whole new generation. And I had it on a Colorado blue spruce. They have something called a Fat Albert, which is a dwarf blue spruce. And I found them, just like I'm telling you. I put a sheet of white paper, I tapped the branches above it, and I found them all over the paper. I lost the color for the winter. In the spring, the new growth came out, and they had that blue dust that's on the new needle. The color came back, and the problem was gone.
Mm. Yeah, it would be worth losing the color.
Yeah.
We could save the tree.
Exactly.
Hmm. Okay. I had another question.
Sure.
About a hydrangea.
Okay.
I have one. I think it's everlasting, or I've had it for quite a while.
Okay. It's a round ball.
Yes.
Okay.
It's blue.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, well, it would flower like on one side and not the other side. And, well, this year, it wasn't flowering at all till like September.
Okay.
And now I've had beautiful flowers, and I even had some blossoms left, but the frost killed it.
Okay. Now, when do you prune the plant, Sue? In the spring or the fall?
I had not pruned it.
Okay. And where do you live?
I live in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire. Okay. What I want you to do is this. I want you to take your pruners and just below any flowers that are on your ball-shaped hydrangea, cut off the dead blooms because they'll catch heavy wet snow. bend the branch and possibly break it. Only the flowers. Do not prune it until we get into April when you begin to see the new growth. And the reason is hydrangea, the ball shape, produce the blossom on the new growth that's made in the spring. So if you prune it back, you're going to remove a lot of the buds for the following year, and that will minimize the amount of blossoms. Now, when all the foliage has come off your hydrangea with the cold weather, spray the stems with an anti-desiccant. And you can buy a quart bottle of pre-mix, or you can buy a concentrate of either wilt-proof or wilt-stop, and you spray all of the branches, and it's a waxy film. It will seal all the cracks and crevices, will seal the bud, and then what I would do, if it's in a really windy area, around Thanksgiving, build a mound of bark mulch about a foot tall and a foot and maybe a little bit more wide in the shape of an igloo, and that will help to insulate the plant so there's less dieback. But never prune the ball-shaped hydrangea in the fall of the year, only in the spring, and then you'll have flowers.
I had pruned probably just the flowers last year, mm-hmm. and someone had told me to put like a wire around it.
Yep.
And put oak leaves.
Mhm. Yeah. What I do is I just. Yeah. I mean, you could just use.
It was really a lot of work for what it accomplished. It didn't really accomplish anything.
Yeah. But try using that wilt-proof or wilt-stop, let it air dry, and then pull it together with a piece of string, and then mound some bark mulch as high as you can go, just to break the force of the wind, and the mulch will act as insulation for the branches, and you'll get more flowers. Where I live in Maine, the ball varieties flower, but you know, two or three blossoms, the cone shape, which are called PG hydrangeas, and there's so many new varieties of that. Those, you cut them back in the spring to control the size, and they flower every year, and they flower heavy every year. And you've got some that are pure white. You'll have some that are white with red specks on the flowers. One of my favorite is a vanilla strawberry, which starts pure white, red on the tip. And as the red coloration moves down, it will go to pink and then darken to red. And, I mean, there's so many varieties that, you know, for people like you and me that live in the northern part of the country, where we get 20 below, maybe even 30 below at times, stay away from the ball, go with the cone, and that way you're assured of getting flowers every single year.
Is it? I was thinking of even taking this one out.
If you want to move it, if you want to move it to a sheltered area, like if you've got a house and a fence, and you've got this triangle where it's really sheltered, or up against a building that blocks the wind, but it gets a lot of sun. Mm-hmm. Any place where it's sheltered, you'll have better results, and you want to do that in late March, early April.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep, thank you very much.
Thank you, and you have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll help you to have a better garden. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Milton from South Carolina with a question about cherry trees.
Milton, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Long time since we've talked.
I know. Everything must be going pretty good for me up until now. First thing I'd like to do is give a shout-out to the people in Vermont, New Hampshire, in Maine, in Mechanic Falls, and Lewiston, because I was there 2 weeks ago on a bicycle from Greenville, South Carolina, for the Dixie Challenge. And we had the greatest hospitality. So the people just treated us very, very nice. And so I just wanted the people that are in, you know, those areas to know that we really did appreciate what they did for us. And dodging us on the road, and I know it's kind of hard. You got 20 bicycles going down the road, and, you know, you want to get around them, and it's popular roads, a lot of traffic and stuff, and they were very courteous to us, so I just want to give a shout-out for that.
Perfect. Thank you.
And I got a question after the break.
Okay. Why don't you hold on, Milton, and when we come back, we'll help you with your garden. And we'll say hello to your wife at the same time.
Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shumold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with Screen and Surface Insect Spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and Surface and Shumold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer. Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth Fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rosenflower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Milton from Anderson, South Carolina. Milton, what was your gardening question?
Hello. A ornamental cherry tree, and it has mushrooms growing up one side of the tree, and this has been going on for a couple of 3 years, and I didn't think a lot about it until I checked the other day, and the bark is dead behind the tree, and this happens to be the same side that our sprinklers hit this tree. When the sprinkler is on, and I ran it a pretty good bit last year because I dug up and redid part of the yard, and it seems to be getting worse every year. And I've got two shoots, like two new baby trees coming up out of the ground right there at the base of the tree too. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were, what I needed to do.
Okay. Well, the two shoots that are coming out of the ground are going to be suckers. And they're developing out of the root system, and they're robbing energy from your plant. So those should be cut back and should be removed. Now, the mushrooms that are growing, has the bark on the tree cracked at all?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, what I want you to do is get a sponge and a bucket and mix 50% Clorox and 50% water. And then take that sponge, squeeze it hard on the trunk of the tree, and wash it with the Clorox and water and remove all of the mushroom growth that's there. And then any of that Clorox solution will get in the cracks and crevices and will kill any potential spores that are there. And that should take care of it. Now, if the crack in the trunk of the tree is deep, like a quarter to a half an inch in depth, and you can see that, go to the hardware store and buy a tube of caulking compound that's clear. That way it won't be visible. And then put it in your caulking gun, run it up and down where the cracks are, then take your finger, push it in, and rub it up and down, and that will seal that opening to keep the moisture out, and it will help to prevent future mushrooms developing in the trunk of that tree.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. We'll give it a try. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Real nice hearing from you.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sean from Mass with a question about rodents.
Sean, how can we help you with the rodents today? What are they?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good.
A couple of months ago, you talked about a product, not to necessarily kill squirrels and mice out of your sheds and basements and stuff, but to prevent them, to keep them out. I think it was a natural product, more of a deterrent.
Yeah, it's called Mouse Magic.
Okay.
And it's made by Bonide. As a matter of fact, at the 8 o'clock hour, that's one of the items we're going to be talking about. But what it is a tea bag that's filled with ground up corn stalks or a corn husk. And they dump it in a spearmint solution, very, very strong smelling. And they put it in like a little tea bag.
Yeah.
And what you do is when you get ready to close out your tool shed in the next couple of weeks, it says one per tool shed. Well, I've had a lot better luck putting two or three per tool shed.
Right.
You throw them in there. You shut the door tight and don't go in there for a week. And the smell of the peppermint and spearmint will be so strong that when you go to open up the doors, it will hit you like a ton of bricks and your eyes are going to water. The rodents cannot tolerate that smell, and it works wonderful. And the packets will last 30 to 60 days, depending on how often you open and close your tool shed. If you've got a camper, put it in there. That works good, too.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.